Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
Before we get in a good goes round here, I want to riddle you this. Okay, so I just got back from Scotland. And by the way, if you've ever thought about going to Scotland or it's on your bucket list, it will exceed your expectations. It's one of the most beautiful places I have ever seen. Stunning, stunning. But the first obstacle there while in Scotland is they drive on the left side and the steering wheel is on the right side. Okay. So it's just the opposite of what we have here. So when you're going down the road, it felt like to me as I was driving most of the time that I was going to hit the cars that were coming at me every single time. And I don't know this is fact, but it feels like to me that the roads in Scotland are just a little bit narrower than they are in the United States.
They are.
Doesn't it feel like
in the UK in general, yes.
Is it?
Some of them will feel like a one-lane road.
Yeah.
And you'll be pulling off into hedgerows and hedges to let someone else pass. It's terrifying.
It is.
And I hate nothing more.
It's terrifying. And then you build into the equation, forget about everything that you've learned about driving, because now you're on the other side of the road and you're driving on the right side of the car. So everything is opposite. I don't have a great history in the United States of America when it comes to driving. Pulling my truck into my garage, ripping off my soft top, getting an accident after accident, being dropped by my insurance. But for some reason, I thought, no problem, I'll take care of it. So just want you guys to try to predict how many curbs I hit in the first 48 hours in Scotland.
In the first 48, because I was going to see if you did the grand total of how long you were there. I needed to know exactly how many days.
So all the curbs I'm hitting are on the left side because I'm on the right. And I guess subconsciously I'm so nervous about going right into somebody head on that I'm leaning on over to the left. So I'm pulling left and just knocking curb after curb.
I'm going to give you double digits. I'm going to say 10.
10. 10 curbs in the first 48 hours.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I think this is a trick question.
Yeah?
I think you did well. I think you hit zero curbs.
Zero curbs.
Okay, well, if you say 10 and you say zero, I'm going to meet in the middle. I'm going to say 5.
It was 5.
Really smart today.
I was so terrified to bring that rental car back in, man, because Avis, I thought, man, they're going to look on the left side. I'm pretty sure they look at Americans and they're like, check the left side of the car because there's going to be all sorts of damage on that. All right, 100 days of good goes round continues today.
The Bert Show's 100 days of good goes round.
We are on a whole bunch of days.
Yes, even though we were on vacation, we were still trying to do a little bit of good in our little part of the world. So for myself, I was on 30A, which is some of the most beautiful beaches. However, there are people who do not like to clean up after themselves. Mm. So while we were on the beach, I took it upon myself, cleaned up some trash along 30A. I did draw the line at the used Band-Aid. We all have our limits. I was not going to pick that up, but I picked up a lot of other trash.
I think there are three items that you can pretty much just walk right over and it's acceptable. I think the Band-Aids.
Yeah.
I think syringes.
Yeah.
condom.
Yep. I didn't pick up the cigarette butts either because, you know, okay. They weren't.
All right.
So
I don't put it in the same category as a condom.
But. No, I don't either. Okay. and then I'm trying to teach Jimmy to think of others when he's out doing fun things for himself. And so we collected seashells for his classmates and his teachers that he's going to give them today since he was out of school last week. And then I wrote thank you letters to Jimmy's past teachers at his old school. So St. James United Methodist. So St. James Preschool was so good to Jimmy. He went there when he was a toddler for the 2-year-old class and 3-year-old class. And those teachers and also the extracurricular teachers like Miss Garden, Miss Library, Miss Music, he had the best time. And so we are now at a public school, but they just started back. So I wanted to show them some appreciation for taking such good care of him while he was there. So we wrote some thank you letters to his old teachers.
Very cool. Mikey. What'd you do, Mikey?
I was out in Buckhead, and there was a homeless man who asked me for some money. I told him I didn't have any cash, but I said, I'm going to the MARTA station. Do you need a ride? So I wheeled him a couple blocks over to the MARTA station, bought him a ticket.
Did you really?
I did.
Okay. All right, you didn't have any cash on you, but you did what you could.
I did what I could.
Love it.
Okay. Tommy, what do you got?
I will tease my story with three words. Ice cream, worms, and tears. There I was at the KOA campground checking in, and these cute little kids were behind me, arms full of ice cream. And I tell the lady, I was like, this is a good opportunity for 100 days. It goes around. I'm going to buy this ice cream for these kids. These kids could not understand somebody doing something nice for them. They thought they were going to get in trouble with their mom. For a stranger paying for their stuff. Yeah. And one little kid started crying.
Oh, no way. No.
Yes. And I finally got, the older kid got it, but there were a couple of younger kids there. And then they slapped up two things of worms up there because they were going to fish at the campground. And the lady said, you're not going to pay for those two. I'm like, of course I'm going to pay for ice cream and worms. So I paid for them and did a good deed.
Very cool. I threw some money around. I was really touched before we left for vacation by Stand for the Silent. This is the organization that Kristen really introduced us to.
Yeah, I ran into them. They were at a table in a Chipotle parking lot. And I was leaving. And I wasn't even going to speak. And I was like, nope. And I just felt the urge to get out of the car and go talk to them. And I'm so glad I did because we had them on. And it was one of the most heart-wrenching, compelling, and like change your life stories that I think we've had on the radio in quite some time.
They have so many great programs when it comes to anti-bullying. And I was so touched by it that I threw $250 there. And then Kate's Club came to my mind also. If you don't know what Kate's Club is, and this statistic blew me away, 1 in 11 kids in the U.S. is going to experience the death of a parent or a sibling by the age of 18. And what Kate's Club does is they have all sorts of programs to take care of these kids that are going through this kind of loss. So I threw $300 at Kate's Club also. Rebecca, you are up, right?
Yeah, so the women of the girls' trip were, they worked very hard to service the entire country of Greece. And
that could be taken one of many different ways.
It included cats.
Okay.
So there are many stray cats on the island of Crete that we saw. And Abby and I decided to purchase some cat food. And every time we saw a little kitty, we would give them a treat, give them a little
sweet
bundle of food so that they could be very comfortable.
It was tough because a lot of people told me that, you know, the cats are everywhere around Greece, and they're like, you're such a cat person, you're gonna love it. In all honesty, it was my least favorite part of the trip because these cats are so malnourished looking that I'm like, when is the next time they're gonna get food and water? That anytime I saw one, I was like, come over here, for you. So hopefully we at least gave them 24 more hours to live.
And then we visited Balos Beach, which is a gorgeous beach, but we did see that some tourists were not very they didn't clean up the beach and leave it the way that they were supposed to, so we decided to step in and pick up some of the trash that were left behind.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy when I'm on a nice beach like that, man. You see all that trash. Like, come on, man. Take you 1 second.
It's beautiful. And we were like, who is here to, like, clean up this beach if somebody does leave something behind? Because it's literally this lagoon in the middle of nowhere. Like, it's not like it's off the coast of Crete where we were. You had to take a boat all the way out there. I'm like, I don't think anybody's taking a boat out here just to come over and clean this stuff up. So we were like, you know what? We're going to do our diligence and service the island of Crete.
And we did.
Or all of the trash that accumulates on the beach from the cruise ships drives me absolutely nuts also, man. It can make it It's so ugly. So ugly. All right, Cass, what'd you do?
So I met a 7-year-old. Well, I knew his parents. Okay, first of all, let me preface that. Who launched a YouTube gaming channel. And he wants to be a streamer. I have his mom's permission to talk about this. It's a family streaming channel. And he's trying to get more followers. They just launched. So I want to plug it. I run a lot of accounts. So I got all the accounts to follow it as well. But I would love some real people to follow it. It's Critical Gaming on YouTube. That's CRITICAL Gaming. And I have taken it on as sort of like a deed. I want to push this kid's channel and help him get started in streaming. Great. Sweetest family, smartest kid ever. I love that they do this together. Mom took her laptop when she went to work in London so they could still game online as a family. And I just think something like that, when you see what your kid loves and the parents love gaming too, and you do it as a family and you support your kid that way, I just think it's so cool. And I think it's a testament to awesome parents. And yeah, Critical Gaming, give it a follow on YouTube.
That's very awesome. And today we're going to be helping out Kathy. Hey, Kathy, good morning.
Good morning.
Kathy, where are you from and how can we help you?
I am from Atlanta, Georgia, but I'm actually calling from Albany, Georgia. I moved down here about 3 years ago.
And how can we help you out?
Well, we have a resident that lives in one of our communities. I'm with Phoenix Senior Living, and we have about 16 communities in the Georgia area. And Mr. Claude Leving lives in our community at the retreat at Canton. He is a retired veteran. He is a captain in the Navy. And he just celebrated his 103rd birthday.
What?
Holy moly.
What?
Yeah, 103. And one of the things that we ask him, if there's something that you haven't done in your life that you'd like to do, what would that be? And his request was, I'd love to see a NASCAR race car, and I'd love to meet a NASCAR driver.
Oh, it's like Make-A-Wish, but the senior version.
Exactly. And so a little back history about him. He was in 3 wars. He spent a good many years, I think 29 years, in the Navy. And he was a fighter jet pilot.
Wow.
So he served in World War II, the Korean conflict, and the Vietnam War.
Wow.
And he's just an amazing, amazing man. And, you know, I ask him, why a NASCAR? And he's always loved speed. He's always loved racing. He's always loved cars. He taught his sons how to work on cars, go-karts, that whole thing. And, you know, he flew fighter pilots, so our fighter jets, so why not a race car? And so we had put it out on social media back the 1st of August, had some success with some NASCAR drivers sending in videos to wish him happy birthday, and we were so thankful for that. But weren't able to make the car to the community for him to see it, so... That's why I'm calling.
All right, let's see if we can help you out here.
All right. First of all, you guys are familiar with Top Gun, right?
Of course.
The captain was in the inaugural Top Gun class.
No
and
way, really?
I believe Kathy told me that he was like, you know how they score in Top Gun?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was the number one Top Gun in the inaugural Top Gun
Shut
class.
Up. He's the original Maverick?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing.
I guess he had Captain across his helmet.
Okay.
I guess that was his call sign.
He is,
incredible.
He won the initial Top Gun in 1954 in El Centro, California. When we were gathering people for his party, I even reached out to Tom Cruise's agent just to see not if he could come, but if he could send a video message. It didn't quite work, but... I thought that would be pretty cool, one Top Gun to another.
Okay, we're going to make things happen for you today. Let me introduce you to Brandon Hutchinson. He is the Executive Vice President and General Manager at Echo Park Speedway, formerly known as Atlanta Motor Speedway. Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
A little bit, I got a little work to do today, I guess.
Yeah, you do.
Garbage on the beach and helping people. This is awesome.
Yeah. How do you think you can help out a 103-year-old veteran?
The very first Top Gun. I'll tell you what, I feel a little bit humbled here today. I don't know that there's anything that I can do to make a 103-year-old fighter pilot's day, but we're going to try at Echo Park Speedway. I tell you, we are all about community. Just like the Burt Show, we try very hard to make people's day a little bit brighter. So we heard the captain's birthday party was in August. We were unable to make it. But I tell you what, guys, we have reached out to Daniel Suarez on September the 23rd. We are going to be making a trip to the retreat to see Captain Levine. We're going to bring Daniel Suarez. We're going to bring a race car. We're going to bring the pace car. Echo Park Speedway is going to come up and hang out with the captain. We're also, we know he probably can't travel, but we're going to make him an honorary VIP for the February 20th through 22nd Auto Trader 400 NASCAR race at Echo Park Speedway. So we're so happy. We heard the story. We certainly can't do enough to say thank you to Captain Levine, but we're going to try real hard on September 23rd.
Man, that's amazing. How does that sound to you, Kathy?
That is unbelievable. This is like the, you know, this is the party that we're in, which is my kind of party, just to be honest with you. But that's amazing. Thank you so, so much. He's going to just be blown away again. And yeah, his celebration in August was amazing, but this is going to just top it off even more. So thank you from Phoenix Senior Living, from the retreat at Canton, and from Captain Levine. We really, really appreciate this. This is just going to be amazing.
I can absolutely see Captain getting in this pace car and going, you need to go faster.
I feel the need.
He's got the need for speed. Brandon.
Bring it. Well, Kathy, listen, we're so happy you reached out. If you don't reach out, we don't even know this is going on. So we're excited about it. It's fun for us. And listen, if Captain wants to go faster, we're just going to have to go faster.
I think he's probably
right.
Going.
Yeah.
Hey, Brandon, thank you so much for helping out today. Thank you at everybody at Echo Park Speedway for helping out here also. Man, I want to be here for this one.
I know, right?
Right? Thanks.
Come on.
Thanks, you guys. Really appreciate you.
Hey, thank you for what
you
do.
So
thank
much.
You so much for giving us the opportunity. We look forward to it.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What did you fall for online? Because Bert fell for something hard.
Yeah, this was
recently.
Like, this was like right before we left for vacation. What was it?
It
again?
Was. It was an Eminem rap beef MGK and Ice Spice.
Right.
You came in here. You were so excited. You got everybody else hype. And like, I did a quick Google search, and I'm like, bruh. This is not legit. So this is what, okay, now we're going to play this and just know that this is a hoax. This is not real, but this is from @Eminem.studio.
Hip-hop just became a war zone. Ice Spice, MGK, and Ja Rule just dropped a teaser called Final Flame. Straight shots at Eminem. They called him a washed icon, even mocked his 8 Mile days. Ice Spice said, Slim can't hang with the queens of now. MGK added, I'm here to finish what I started, but Shady's not standing down. 50 Cent clapped back, you think y'all cute? Now it's war. Then boom, Eminem, Snoop Dogg, and 50 were spotted in Dr. Dre's studio, working on a project called Legends Never Die. Eminem tweeted, you picked the wrong storm to dance in. The diss drops Friday night. Old school legends versus new wave rebels. Who takes the crown?
Yeah, no, none of that's true.
Wait, I'm sorry. Is 50 Cent an old school legend now?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I would say he is.
Yeah, okay, for sure.
You were so convinced it was correct because you were trying. You were thinking you were helping me with E-Buzz, and you're like, did you see that story about Eminem? I'm like, oh, God, I'm so bad at my job. How did I not see it? And then I pull it up on Instagram, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this isn't real. And you're like, no, it is. I saw it. I'm like, Grandpa, no, it's just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's facts.
People a lot smarter than me have predicted that the end of the internet is going to happen because people can't tell what's real from what's fake, so nothing is credible. I'm already there. 80% of the things that I see online now, I'm like, I don't believe it anymore.
I think that's a smart angle to take because have you guys seen that weightlifter Anatoly? He's a janitor and he'll walk into gyms and there are all these like buff dudes weightlifting and he's like, can you hold my mop? And it's a weighted mop. It's like 50 pounds. So the weightlifter's like, ooh, and he just like picks up what the guy was doing with one hand and cleans under it. And everyone's like, oh, I found out that they make fake weights and influencers use them online. And supposedly in some of the bits, because he's not using correct form, like it's still weighted, but some of it, it might be fake, but that influencers online, when they're doing curls and stuff, they have fake weights that look like real weight plates.
You can't believe anything anymore, man.
Well, so 1-855-BIRCHO, 855-237-8746. If you would like to do like a little like viral internet bless your heart moment. So these are internet bless your heart moments, things that you fell for online that were not true. Like, I mean, Bert was so excited and was so convinced that this rap beef was happening. So
I was like actually upset for the old schoolers. Like, how dare these young ones come in here and attack them?
How rude.
Yeah.
So I did some digging and there, I mean, viral hoaxes have been around for a hot minute. This is nothing new. However, with the improvements of AI, I think it's becoming very hard to decipher between what's real and what's not. But I mean, celebrity death hoaxes have been around for forever. Back in 2016, Jack Black's his band's Twitter was hacked, and they said a series of posts that Jack Black had died overnight, which they had to confirm was not true. There was a fake story about Brad Pitt having passed away, which was an attempt to get users to click on a link that would steal their data. And this was all spread in the midst of his divorce from Angelina Jolie in 2016. So any Brad Pitt like link, people were going to click on it, and they were just using it to steal information. John Bon Jovi, back in 2011, had to post a photo of himself on Facebook to debunk the hoax that he was dead. And he held a sign that says, heaven looks a lot like New Jersey, because that's where I am right now. I am not dead. And then for some reason, Brad Pitt, they love using Brad Pitt AI for scams. So this happened this year, the Brad Pitt AI romance scam. And a French woman was conned out of £830,000 using an AI generated likeness of him. Of course, there's been tons of celebrity crypto scams. And then as far as like viral disinformation, do you remember the Bald for Bieber hoax back in 2012?
No.
So a coordinated campaign using a fake picture of a girl who allegedly shaved her head in solidarity with Justin Bieber following a rumor that he had cancer. So this is just misinformation on top of misinformation. Went viral on Twitter. So the trending hashtag was hashtag bald for Bieber, convincing fans to shave their own heads, and none of it was true.
But people were shaved.
I did not either.
I remember something Bert fell for that involves Bieber and his hair. Remember you had the Bieber haircut?
I had the Bieber haircut before Bieber had hair.
No, I don't know about that.
No, it's true.
I don't think so.
Match up the dates, dude.
Abby, have you seen Bert with the Bieber hair? You know, all the young kids that would flip their hair.
So I grew up during this era. So all the kids I grew up in school with, they all had the Bieber cut, the swishy hair. It always got in their eyes. And then they go, and they'd flip it out of their eyes. You had that haircut?
I'll show you pictures. They're so bad. But it really was done before Bieber, even. It was that bad.
yeah. I saw you and I was like, oh my God, what is he doing?
Bless. But I mean, you know, you pulled it off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you fell for one recently also. The deer and the rabbits on the trampoline.
Oh, yeah.
That's another one.
Okay, it wasn't a deer. It was a bear.
Whatever it was.
And then bunnies.
And then the bunnies on the trampoline.
Yeah.
And that was all AI, man.
I am just in a place now where I can't believe anything that's going on online at all.
That is
zero.
And that's the way everybody should look at everything. If you read a headline, if you see a video, before you reshare it, authenticate it.
Yes, for sure.
You're on The Burt Show.
Kristen, I need to give you a little bit of credit.
I'll take it.
It's not often when I do this.
I know.
But man, you got a skill. So I've been telling these guys that in Scotland is just amazing. We went to the Scottish Highlands, Amanda and I did. And anything that you have seen on TV or movies when it comes to Scotland, and you see all those green mountains, it's so vast, right? And hills leading into the mountains and the lakes. And I mean, it is the most stunning place I have ever seen in my life. What I did not expect was the climate changes, the rain into drizzle. I mean, there's a reason why things are green, right? That has to happen when there's rain and there is drizzle.
A lot of precipitation.
It's constant, man. I mean, it's sunny for a second, but then it starts pouring on you and then it becomes beautiful again, right? Well, with that rain and then the sun comes out, what I wasn't expecting was to see as many rainbows in Scotland as I saw.
I bet they were plentiful.
Dude, you know how rare it is to see a rainbow where you can see the beginning of it and the ending of it?
Yeah.
We saw a whole bunch of those, and it was fantastic.
Because normally you only see like half the arc. Very rarely do you see like a full arc rainbow.
This is the whole thing. So while we're in Scotland, Amanda says to me, if we're ever going to get the same shot of the rainbow coming out of the butt that Kristen capitalized on years and years ago, that has annoyed me to no end for years and years and years, how many likes she got on that.
All right, so this originated back when I first joined the show. So we're going back 14 years, Abby, and we were on vacation. My husband and I, we were in the Bahamas. No, we were not. This was back, we were at Tybee Island in Georgia. We were at Tybee, the Bahamas of Georgia.
Yeah,
the Bahamas.
I have to go to Scotland to try to get this. Yes. She goes down to Tybee.
We were in Tybee and on the beach, a rainbow, and we had been day drinking all day. We've been hitting up the Miller Lights all day. There was a rainbow. I had my husband take a picture of me with the rainbow shooting out my butt, right? And posted that. Bert posted a beautiful photo of him and his kids. Right. And my photo got so many more likes than his, and he was pissed. No,
I think you got this twisted. I think maybe this was not the same year that my dad passed away, and he and I reconnected after all of these years. And I bring him to Atlanta from Vegas, really not having a relationship with him at all. But my man is dying, right? So we spend 6 months just bonding and hanging out. He said he wanted to go to the beach one last time. So I get him on a flight, bring his wheelchair, and I'm wheeling him down the beach on his last time he's ever going to see the ocean, right? And I post that one.
Yep.
And it does well. But Kristen's rainbow butt picture blew it away.
So then it just became a thing. And like, anytime I see a rainbow, and I've collected about half a dozen now. I've saw one in a Publix parking lot, saw one in the Bahamas. There's been a couple on a Coney now. At Barnsley Resort was the latest one. Anytime I see a rainbow, I'm going to shoot it out my butt.
So I got to tell you, Amanda and I spend a stupid amount of time in Scotland trying to get a rainbow up her butt.
Yeah, you mean out her butt. The rainbow doesn't go in, you shoot it out.
Well, I mean, it depends. It depends. But we couldn't get the shot down. We couldn't get it. We couldn't get the right angle.
You couldn't?
We had reindeer behind us. It was going to be absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Around a group of people, yes. Amanda is on all fours.
Yes.
With her ass up in the air.
Yes.
Trying to get the right angle on it, and I can never get the right angle. I just want to give you props, man. You got a real skill there.
Well, it's me, but also it's the photographer. And I guess if she had done it, she probably could have got you shooting a rainbow at your butt.
For sure.
But you are not really known for your photography.
For sure. So I just want to give you credit. And if you've seen Kristen's picture, just know it's a little bit more difficult to do than you initially think it is.
And I do not give up. Like when the last one we did, the angle was not right. And it did not look like I was shooting it out my butthole. And I'm like,
I know.
Brittany, you got to get lowered to the ground so we can get that up angle to really make it look like it's coming out my butt.
You got a real skill. It's a real gift from God.
I'll take it.
All right, Abby. So you found yourself in a love triangle?
No, unfortunately, it was not me this time around. But for my girls' trip that I just got back from in Crete, Greece, there were 25 women. And let me tell you, when you get 25 girls in a foreign country, I realized it turns into a literal reality show. It was keeping up with the Girls Gone Isles in Greece this year. And there was one day that felt specifically like an episode of The Bachelor, and I found myself unwittingly becoming one of the producers and maybe accidentally stirring up a little bit of drama that I didn't need to. So let me back up a little bit. So this is probably our third day of the trip, and we're going on a Jeep safari that day. I don't know why they call it a safari. There weren't any animals. We just got in these big off-roading Jeeps. And our trip guide, his name is Malcolm. He's this fabulous gay man from Britain, but he lives in Greece now. And so he was taking us all around the island and set us up on this tour. And he kind of gave us a heads up. He's like, just saying, like, this is one of the most fun days of the trip. And low key, all of the guys that drive the Jeeps, they're zaddies. And so we were all very excited for this. We're like, oh, who's going to get, like, what driver? We want the hot driver for this tour. And so everyone was kind of like, you know, fighting over getting the tall one or the guy who had sort of like, you know, the dad bod. We all kind of picked our own bachelor to drive us around Jeep, or to drive us around Crete. So there was this one driver, his name is Giannis, and I can only assume that's like the German equivalent for Josh in Germany. And he's this tall, buff, handsome tour guide. And of course, all the girls wanted to get in Giannis's Jeep. And so he takes us all around the island and we go to the beach and we have a lovely day trying olive oil and wine and shots of Rocky. And of course, when you're spending all day with this guy, you know, you're going to catch a couple of feelings. So we invited all the tour guides to come hang out with us during the night. And we go to this club in Rhythmno, which is the city that we were in. And there were three girls that all kind of set their eyes on Giannis and were sort of competing for his love and attention at this club. So there's girl number one, two, and three. And I was unaware about girls one and two for the most part. Like, I knew they had feelings for him. I just didn't realize how competitive it was going to get. So I'm hanging out with girl number three. And girl number three actually went on the Ireland trip with me. And she had, like, her claim to fame for that trip was the fact that she was the only one of us to make out with a guy during the trip. And he was this German guy named Malik. And we were like, oh my God, girl number three, she made out with Malik. It was the greatest. It was so crazy. And so because Giannis is also German, I'm like, you got to go two for two. Uh-huh. Like, you got to make out with Giannis out here and, you know, get your mans. So I'm standing with her and she's like, I don't know. I'm a little self-conscious because, you know, this girl likes him and also that girl likes him. And I look at her and I was like, I will buy all your drinks if you grab that man right now and make out with him. And she did. She did. But I didn't understand just how deep some of these feelings went for Giannis from the other girls, because then for the rest of the night, it was like back and forth. Giannis was going from girl number one to girl number two, and we're all standing there watching this go down, being like, who is the German bachelor going to choose by the end of the night? So finally, it gets around like 1 a.m., and this trip is like, go, 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 go. And at some point, you need to go to bed, otherwise you are going to be miserable the next day. So as we're leaving the club, girl number one and girl number two are the only people left with Giannis. And I'm looking at Rebecca and a couple of my other friends. I'm like, I feel like I'm about to miss the season finale of The Bachelor. Like, how do we know? We're going to miss like the best drama of the night. So we end up going to a couple other clubs and we go home and we wake up the next day. And all I get is a text from girl number one the next day. And it's her at a breakfast restaurant with Giannis. And Giannis is holding her left hand and smiling. And she's like, well, I had a very interesting evening last night. And I was like, yes, you did. I was like, the German bachelor made his final choice. And what was so funny is he just became this recurring character throughout our trip. I mean, he's a lover boy for sure, and he definitely stirred the pot a little bit on our Girls Gone Isles trip here in Greece last week.
There were 25 girls on this trip. I thought for sure you were going to come back here and go, there was so much incredible drama, but you said it went great.
It was, I mean, like fun drama. Like, of course, mm-hmm. you know, there was a little bit of tension, like, oh, well, girl number two really likes Giannis, and girl number one is really into Giannis, so are they going to become enemies by the trip? But I think just like when you you're on a trip like this and it's just such an adventure that all of these things that happen feel so high stakes in the moment. And then you get on the plane and you're like, oh my God, like that was just fun. Like we were just being young, being girls together, trying to, you know, compete for Giannis's affection, who for all intents and purposes is just a man. But because he's a German guy in a foreign country and he's 6'3", we're all like, oh my God, Giannis, how are we going to live without Giannis? We need him to come hang out with us. And we're just like, he's just a man.
Just a man.
Giannis is over here like these horny Americans. Oh my God. So much.
Giannis just commented on, I did like a video recap on social media and he commented, he said, Daddy liked this post. And I was like, yeah, he did, Giannis.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So this is totally and completely self-serving here for just 1 second. So Amanda's son, Asa, is 5 years old today. And hi, Asa.
How you doing?
He waved and then he realized people can't hear me wave on the radio. I'm going to have to say something.
It's taken me sometimes months to teach interns that. Happy birthday, big guy.
You're a whole hand, Asa.
Yeah.
You're five.
Who did you bring in here today? Who's your emotional support stuffy?
That's Amanda.
I meant the beaver. Who is this? What'd you name him?
Guinea.
Oh, hi, Guinea. Guinea the guinea pig. Mm-hmm. We're real creative.
Oh, no. And Jimmy has a hamster called Ham Ham.
Uh-huh. Oh, is that right? Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. It's to the point.
Yeah, it does. We have a gecko that's Gecky, so
I love it.
Yep. Well, I wanted Ace to come today because he wanted to do donuts. So we're doing donuts real quick before he goes off to school.
Awesome.
How about that party this weekend? Tell him about the party.
Tell him what you did.
I holded a giant yellow snake.
You held a giant yellow snake?
What? How much did it weigh?
About 10 pounds.
No, 60 pounds.
It was,
man,
10 feet long.
Oh my goodness. Were you so excited? Was it so fun?
Yes.
It was what other insects were there? I heard you had all kinds of like bugs and crawlers and stuff.
Well, there was a scorpion in a glass.
You know, mm-hmm. That makes me happy that it was behind glass. I think that was smart, right? Mm-hmm.
How about that big tortoise that they brought out?
It was about there all the way around the hill.
It was huge. Whoa.
And mm-hmm. Tortoises, they can be pretty old. How old was the tortoise? Was he super old?
He was like 100.
100.
This tortoise was like the size of an adult male human, like torso. It was huge.
Yeah, Cassie was there with the kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Asa, I have to say, you got the coolest birthday present. And Hazel, her little face, my 5-year-old, her jaw kept dropping and her eyes were wide when she saw Asa open a Venus flytrap as a present because she had just learned about it. I think that Hazel would have rather had your birthday party than any of the one she's ever had because it was so cool, Asa.
He caught a cricket and he tried putting it in the Venus flytrap just to see it, like, eat it, but it wouldn't happen.
No.
We'll make it happen today.
I don't think it will because I think it ate it because when we emptied the bucket, took it, it wasn't there.
Yeah. That is true.
It is true. It's somewhere in the house or it's been eaten by the plant.
Do you think Venus flytraps like donuts? Because I see Mr. Burt got you some donuts for your birthday.
Which one's your favorite?
I definitely
that one.
That one?
Okay.
That one, the one with sprinkles. Right. Oh, well, yeah.
We're going to put the candle in there and we're going to light it up in a couple of seconds, okay?
That sounds
all right.
Good.
So, Amanda, I said, while you're in here today, I wanted to get an account, your account, and then my account of us trespassing in Scotland. Uh-huh. All right. So, let me set the scene for you guys and then she can take it from there. So, you said earlier this morning, Kristen, that that stunning view of like the cliff, the sheer cliff that goes right into the ocean in Scotland with the waterfall was like sort of your stereotypical beautiful picture of Scotland, right? So it was mine also. It was mine. And I guess we're how many days into the trip? How many days into the trip before we get to that one particular?
Maybe three.
3 days in.
Three or four.
It's absolutely stunning, and it's the exact same as you have seen in movies and stuff like that. It's the most stunning place I think I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. So Amanda and I are trying to get as close and get as good a picture of it as we can, except there's kind of a fence up with a breach in the fence, okay?
Okay. Which has never stopped us.
Which has never stopped us before from getting the right shot or doing something a little bit out of the box. So you want to take it from here?
Sure. So I obviously wanted to get the best photo and I'm like, oh, let's just hop the fence. So we hop the fence and
is there any sign that says no trespassing?
No.
Just a fence.
Yeah, no.
Just a
so fence. To me, the fence is a suggestion. It's not, and so we get over there and we like to set up the camera and get, you know, like sweet little cutesy videos when we're on a trip. And so we set up the camera and it had been drizzling a little bit, but it was still just like this beautiful scenery. And we were having this really sweet moment. And next thing we knew, Bert was reaching into his pocket and pulled out a ring and asked me to marry him.
Wait,
shut up.
Wait, what?
No.
Amanda!
Oh my God!
Are you pranking us? Ring. Is this a prank? Am I about to fall for a prank?
No.
Do you know what Chad said to me last week? He goes, I bet Bert's proposing to Amanda in Scotland. And I was like, no, he's not. There's
plot
no
twist.
Oh, my God. Amanda.
You guys.
So you guys didn't get arrested?
We didn't get arrested.
What? He arrested my heart. Congratulations.
Well, we did trespass. And the actual story is so unbelievable that I'm so glad that we got it on video because it was so storybook. So
I'm so excited for you, too. This is so beautiful.
We're pretty excited. We already have a date. We're doing
what?
This.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What?
We got a date already.
Are you doing a wedding? You're just going to elope? What are you going to do?
It's kind of in between. Excuse me. It's kind of in between. So March 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And in Mexico.
Yep.
Shut up. God, you got.
You're calling down to the hotel and we're confirming everything today.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my God. I'm so happy. I'm going to cry.
I already did. What the hell? This is amazing. And why?
Okay, no, we need more details.
Yeah,
of the story.
Right. Yeah, so you're on the. I thought you were getting arrested. I thought he was pulling his ID out to show the Scottish guard or whatever the hell they're called there. I mean, some people have described marriage as a prison. So,
So okay. I'll take you right up to the proposal, and then she can take it from there. Okay?
Yeah, please do, because you're the one that has the ring in your pocket. And Amanda, you were completely unsuspecting.
I'll tell you some hints that I have.
Okay. All right, so I'm carrying around the ring in my backpack the entire time. I don't have any specific idea of where I'm going to do it. I just know that Scotland is so beautiful that I just figured, and this is just kind of our relationship also. It's really never very planned. I just felt like I would know when we were looking at the right landscape and it felt romantic enough. I just felt like I would know. So I'm carrying it around and carrying it around. We go to this place. That didn't feel right to me. Then we go to this place. It didn't feel right to me. So then we went to those cliffs And Amanda goes to the actual place where I proposed, and I was still in another area and mesmerized by the view. She's over there by herself, and I don't have the ring on me. It's in the car at this point. And I'm looking over at the landscape as she is just starting to approach it. I'm like, should I do it now? Because it's raining. It's drizzling. And I didn't want that. I wanted it to kind of be sunny. You know, that's what I had in my heart. So I start walking towards her. I don't even think you know this part. So I start walking towards her without the ring. I'm just, you know what? There'll be another place down the road where it'll be just as beautiful and it'll be sunny and I'll do it there. So I start walking to her and something, you guys, made me walk back. So I went back to the car and I pulled out the ring.
Which is gorgeous.
I know, you're so far, I want to see it, but it's blinding.
It is so sparkly.
Maybe it's okay.
I put it in my pocket. It's still drizzling and cloudy and everything. And there was a whole bunch of people around also. And in my head, I'm like, I don't want anybody around when I propose. So as I start to approach her, everybody left at the same time, you guys.
There legit was like 10 or 15 people and they all just dispersed.
They all just left, right?
So I'm like, the magic of the Highlands at noon.
Oh, it gets better.
So I'm starting to think like, okay, maybe this is where I am supposed to do it, right? But again, it's still raining and drizzling and stuff, but at least we're alone. So I get up over there and then you could take it from here.
So, well, I was suspecting it for two reasons. One, as he said, make sure your nails are done for Scotland.
Oh, so, God, that's a dead giveaway.
Well,
are you serious?
Yes and no. So I
hold on. There's one more though.
Yeah, the bulge in his pocket is not normal.
So I was thinking about doing it in Maine when we went. But when I didn't, she had said to me, oh my God, I got my nails done for Maine.
I did.
So I said, when we were in Maine, I'm like, well, maybe you want to get them done for Scotland. Okay. But I didn't say confirm anything, right?
Well, and then he told me that he talked to my dad. So if you remember the story on Father's Day when he got in the car with my dad and they drove the wrong direction, it's because Bert was chatting with him about proposing.
That makes
sense. So then he tells me that he talked to my dad because he can't keep a secret. And he said,
I think I'm pretty good at keeping a secret.
He said, so I told your dad we're going to Scotland and I'm thinking about proposing in Scotland. And I was wondering if he was okay with it. I'm like, okay, well, it definitely is happening in Scotland.
He literally told her the blueprint.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I straight up told him. I said, stop telling me things. Yeah. Like, I need some sort of surprise. But anyway, so he pulls out the ring and it's beautiful and he says just the sweetest stuff. And it was really endearing because it had been raining and really windy. And he was like, I want the rainy days and the sunny days. Like, I just want all the days. And then, guys, I swear to you, the rain stops, the sun comes out, and there's a rainbow behind us. And it's just this beautiful, magical, like, sweet reminder that this is just so good.
She's not kidding. And if we didn't have it on video, I would say, come on, that really didn't happen.
Yeah.
But you could see the proposal and then you could see the sky like lightening up.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was just, it ended up being magical and perfect.
And you can see us.
Congratulations, you guys.
Thank you.
That was incredible. Asa, are you like so pumped that your mama and Mr. Bert are going to be husband and wife?
Yes.
That's the promo.
I was really nervous what the answer was going to be. There.
You should have talked to her dad. You needed to talk to Asa.
So, yeah, it's going to be happening at the end of. I mean, we just hit the ground running as far as the planning goes. I would do this tomorrow.
Oh my God.
I would absolutely do this tomorrow.
It was funny because legit an hour later, he was like, so when do you want this to happen?
I'm
like,
that is so you.
I've been engaged for an hour. Give me a minute.
So live in the moment, fool. Live in the moment.
I don't know how to do that.
I have so many questions. I'm so excited for you too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's the most right thing I've ever felt in my life.
Oh, Asa wants to say something about what we brought him back.
Okay.
Oh, what did you bring?
Mommy brought back a book, but I literally knew what book it was. I have it at pre-K.
So I thought I was bringing home this like wonderful Scottish book, and he opens it and he goes, oh, we have that at school.
I literally thought he was about to say, Mommy brought me home a brother. I was like, I can't handle this.
No, she did not.
Listen, It's the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.